T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right. I know you. I heard some of your press conference driving this morning, so I'm sure a lot of the fans did. I'll get to a couple of things. I know your time's tight. Number one, what, if anything, led you to? And I think it's a small thing, but what led you to lining up the pitches the way you did, especially 1-2?
Honestly, it was really a tough call for me that I went back and forth in a lot of ways. And I think the reason is because I feel good about all three of the guys that I was considering for that, you know, to open, in Pax and Seve and Massa. And I really even feel like Jay Happ's throwing the ball as well as he has at any time. So I felt like it was a tough decision because the guys are in a good place and throwing the ball well. And basically, you know, I just felt like, you know, Paxton, I think, at this point in the season is probably the guy that potentially gets us deepest into the game. Whereas, you know, with game two, you have the off day behind it. In theory, you should have a pretty well-rested pen potentially. Obviously, we go into the first game with a very well-rested pen that we won't be afraid to shoot, but just felt like those are two guys that I think give us the later in the series if we needed something. And I just feel like in that swing game, hopefully a game that we're putting away in game three, Seve with the extra rest, hopefully can come out and really pitch the way we see him trending.
Would you, I know this is hypothetical and you don't have the first three games to use as evidence or to go on, but could you see you using Paxton on short rest in a game four, or would you go to a fourth starter? Is that something you've even considered?
I mean, yeah, I think obviously that's a long ways away in a lot of ways, and some things could unfold. Depending on what kind of outing it is this first go around for Pax, obviously pitching in a game five, he'd be on his sixth.
Either one would have full rest, Tanaka or Paxton, right? Yeah.
Massa would be in play there as well.
Right.
So I think we'll have a lot of options. Game four could.
Would Happ be an option for a game four?
Happ would be an option for game four. We could do an opener with Happ as the bulk guy.
So everything would be on the table.
Depending on how it unfolds, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I figured. With CC off the roster, does that make you have to put somebody else on the roster, or it doesn't automatically make that a move? Is there a certain player who gets elevated because he's off the roster?
I think that's fair. I mean, the pitcher that will go in his spot might fill a similar type role potentially.
Gotcha.
We absolutely saw a role for CeCe in this series, but when we kind of made the final decision to not go with it, it was just based on we didn't feel like he was going to have the ability to bounce back or get loose in the proper way, and we kind of all came to that conclusion. And, you know, maybe CeCe continues to kind of get better over these next several days and may still be an option deeper in the playoffs.
Do you have any injury concerns for any of your everyday players?
I would say Encarnacion's the one guy. Feel pretty good about where he's at right now. I felt like his sim game work where he got live at bats and really let it go on Tuesday and Wednesday were really good signs. And I feel like he is a lot more confident in the injury and the ability to completely let it go. I think Tuesday was a big breakthrough for him. He got some at bats. He swung and missed, really letting it go. And that's what I think he was a little bit concerned with. How would he respond to a swing and a miss, and how would he respond the next day? He came out of it fine. So I think he's feeling really good about where he is. But anytime you're dealing with an oblique injury and you're at the kind of end of the line of his rehab, you're still in that area where, you know, it has to be a concern. But I feel good about where he's at.
But that doesn't make you have to add a guy to the roster, because you could add him anyway. He just would miss the next series, which he probably would anyway if he re-injured it. So that doesn't
Correct.
Hurt you. So you don't have to put that guy on the roster as a safeguard.
Correct. Correct.
What's going to be the what's going to be the deciding factor as to how many pitchers you take?
Well, we've already decided it.
And oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, we have decided it. So I'll let you guys continue to speculate on it. I understand that. But we're going to wait to release that until we have to tomorrow morning. That was one of the things that we had a lot of internal debate on. And when we finally came to the decision yesterday, you know, we felt pretty strongly the way we ended up going.
Okay, and I mean, let's be honest. You know, the extra guys are pretty by rote anyway. I mean, they're pretty easy once you figure out whether it's 12 or 13. I mean, from that standpoint, is Voit healthy?
Voit is healthy, yes. And I really feel like he's been healthy for quite a while. Now, I mean, the sports hernia situation certainly was real and is real, you know, but, you know, and really kind of checking with him, and he's kind of maintained all along, even through some of his struggles in the month of September, that, you know, he kind of keeps coming to me and saying, the thing is, I feel great. So whether it's holding them back a little bit, I'm not sure. But I know his feeling is that he's been feeling really good. He's been able to bounce back. And he talks about how different he felt the second time coming back, physically being better than the initial when he came out of London, obviously banged up.
Talking with Aaron Boone, there's no question you've made this statement before. You're going to be very aggressive with your bullpen, right?
No doubt. You know, that said, we give the ball to Pax tomorrow, fully confident that he could go and roll out a gem and pitch us deeper into the game. But, we feel like, you know, our bullpen obviously comes in rested. We obviously have a lot of confidence in it. So, you know, if trouble arises, we feel good certainly about going to our pen.
And Urshela has become a regular, right? I mean, and he's healthy, right?
He's healthy. Yeah, he you know, had the little scare with the ankle roll, but he came out of everything pretty good, and was fine the next day. And we were just being very careful on that last game of the season, but he should be good to go and fine in the lineup tomorrow.
Absolutely. So he, you know, we had talked about him and what his role would be, but he has really become for you a bona fide regular.
Yes. I think what he's done both sides of the ball, you know, he's been an impact player for us, period. And I think he's put himself in position, turn that, going into tomorrow.
What do you tell me? What is the thing that jumps out, other than their obvious power, about the Minnesota Twins?
I think that, you know, some of their bullpen arms are, I think, probably a little bit better than is getting credit for, and they've had a couple of guys really develop in kind of setup roles and back end roles, especially in the second half of the year. A couple of guys in the pen that have had really strong seasons that aren't the sexy household names yet, but have turned into guys that, you know, you got to be on top of your game against them. So I think that's something about them that's not talked a lot about, but they've got some arms that they can run at you out of the pen. You know, and then especially if they go with some of their starting pitchers that they could potentially use out of the pen, do they get a little velo bump and a stuff bump coming in shorter situations?
You had a lot of time. You were in first place by a wide margin for a long time. You had a lot of time to prepare your team for this. You also had a lot of injuries. Are you content on the eve of the playoffs that you got everybody here in good fashion? You're comfortable with where everybody is as you get ready to start the playoffs?
Yeah, all things considered, the fact that, you know, Edwin, we feel like, is good to go and cleared those final hurdles, is obviously a good thing, because he's just another He's just a wrecking machine in the middle when he's right, and a game changer. And then I think with Giancarlo, I think it's gone as well as we could have hoped. You know, when we're sitting there 6-8 weeks ago and looking at a timeline and wondering if he'd make it back, the fact that he got back and was able to play kind of the last 10 days of the season and really perform, I felt like had quality at bats. I feel like is moving better than I even anticipated. You know, I think we either signed up for that. And, of course, Seve coming back and looking the part and building momentum, I think has been huge. Obviously, losing Dellin as he worked his way back definitely hurt and wish we had him. But, you know, I think all that we've been through this year, I do feel like we're going in a pretty good situation tomorrow. And we feel buttoned up and ready to go.
And Sanchez, no issues with the groin or anything?
No, I think he's good. And, you know, in a perfect world, you know, would have gotten him a few more at-bats, but the fact that he got back for a couple games, he's been getting at-bats. He got a lot of at-bats in the two sim games we had Tuesday and Wednesday as well. So I absolutely feel like he's healthy and ready to go. You know, and now just hopefully he can find his timing pretty soon here in this series.
Anything you take from last year's postseason that will impact the way you manage this year? Did you take anything or learn anything from your experience last year that will make you be different or make you maybe be quicker to the draw or change you in any way this year?
You know, I think I mean, I think just the urgency of the today and the now, and having a better feel of our guys and our roster and our strengths and weaknesses, and hopefully, you know, making good decisions as far as putting those guys in really good positions to be successful. But the urgency of the day, you really realize.
Well, you know, everyone's excited about it. We're all ready to go. So let's get going. So good luck, and we'll talk to you along the way. Good luck with everything.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike. Take care.
All right, Aaron Boone, as we get ready to start. So now you know Paxton, Tanaka, Severino. You know the guys who are in the everyday lineup. And they'll tell you tomorrow whether it's 12 or 13. And that's the decision on whether you have you will have Wade, Maben, and obviously Romine. And then you'll add most likely Voit. Some people think Ford, but one of those two, if you only have 12 pitches, if not, those guy will get knocked out. But remember, if a Encarnacion tears the oblique again, which would finish him for the postseason, they can add the guy who's not on the roster anyway, as long as Encarnacion would miss the next round. He'd be out for the next round anyway, so they don't have to put that guy on the active roster. They can activate him anyway. So they have that insurance policy. So it comes down to 12 pitches, and you have the four guys on the bench. 13 pitches, you have the three guys on the bench. That's it. And your everyday lineup is obviously LeMahieu. Maybe not in this order, but I'll give you the order, I think. LeMahieu, Judge, Didi, Stanton, Sanchez, Encarnacion. That could be flip-flop, could be Encarnacion, Sanchez. And then you have Gaudy and Urshela and Torres. That's your nine guys. And then you'll have your couple men bench. And then you have your pitchers. No CC on the roster. 1, 2, 3. Hap could be the fourth starter. They could go to opener on the fourth starter. They could bring Paxton back on short rest, depending on how much he pitches in game one. And in game five, he could either go with Tanaka on full rest or Paxton on extra day rest. So he has that choice. So 1-2 did not take either starter out of game five. So he could still go back to Tanaka, who has had a big postseason history. If he had a big game one, he could go back to him in game five just as well as go back to Paxton in game five. It's not automatic. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.